News can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. We give away the website, so enjoy all that for free at freetalklive.com. We roll right into your phone calls. Still to come, the story about the police in Florida swabbing people's mouths at traffic stops. But first, we go to Daniel in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Daniel. Daniel, listening on KGEZ, going once. Daniel, yes. KGEZ, going twice.
Let's yes, try. This is Daniel Guzman.
Daniel, what's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm from the state of Oregon, and I'm up in Kalispell, Montana. Like I was telling the guy that picked up the phone, I've never really cared to vote before, but since I've been here, I've heard the radio station. I've heard what Ron Paul's got to say, what people have been talking about advertising over the radio or over the TV. If I wouldn't have heard it on the radio, I never would have known. But I'm going to go back to the state of Oregon and tell people about this Ron Paul guy. I'm for everything he says. I believe in, you know, what he says and what he's, you know, talking about. It's had a big impact on me since I've been here. You know, I've never voted before in my life, never cared to, but for the rights and what he believes in, I will.
Was there one thing in particular, Daniel, that really swayed you to wanting to vote for Ron Paul?
Well, I watched a couple shows. I'm visiting a friend up here, Lee Goodwin, an old boss of mine, and he took me to his house and said, "Here, watch a couple of these shows." I watched it when people asked him a question. He didn't, you know, put his tail between his legs and, you know, stand back and didn't know what to say. He got right to the point. He answered the question, and I mean, he didn't, like most people. You ask them a question, you know, in Senate, state, whatever, and they try to BS their way around the question, not answer the question right off the bat. Yeah. This guy, he gets right out with it. He has an answer for everything, and if this guy can represent the nation. For the people, the workers, the, you know, farmers, whoever, whatnot, I think that he's the man for the job. I think that he will take care of what needs to be done.
Very good, Daniel.
I don't see a Bill Clinton. I don't see a George Bush. I don't see a. I don't know much about Hillary Clinton, but from what I hear and what I've seen, I'd vote for Ron Paul any day.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to go back to Oregon and tell all my family and all my friends. This is the guy. This is the guy that's going to do something. He's going to be a big impact on this nation.
And brought in by radio advertising. Thank you for the call tonight, and thank you for validating my position that radio, even for political advertising, is and can be very effective.
Oh, I didn't say that it is or that it isn't or couldn't be effective.
Right.
I said that Ron Paul, specifically, he needs legitimacy as a candidate. I said that for candidates like Romney and McCain and Huckabee to some extent, that radio is all I would put as far as my money went.
You said what now about radio? I'm sorry.
As far as those candidates go, established candidates that people believe are legitimate.
You would only spend on radio.
I would only spend on radio.
I think it's good to have a mixed budget. I mean, that way you can appear in different locations.
I can see what you're saying, but the people that watch TV at night listen to radio during the day. You said yourself that the penetration for radio is superior than it is for television.
And but how do you explain Daniel? I mean, he'd never seen Ron Paul before. He heard the ads on the radio, and that brought him on board.
If it's advertising,
he didn't need legitimacy. All he needed were the ideas.
When dealing with advertising, all you're talking about is you're talking about a mass group of people, not one individual. Sure, some individuals are going to be motivated by the signs on the side of the road, but you yourself said the signs are ineffective. Are you saying
I've never met anybody who would be motivated by a sign?
You haven't, but that's just because somebody hasn't said it. Please, if somebody out there
with
the sound of my voice was converted by a Ron Paul sign,
yeah.
Or at least you know, found out about Ron Paul and was able to go to the internet and research more through a sign, please call in. Because
I'd love to hear that.
Every advertising works for what you're wanting to do, Ian. It just works in to different degrees. That's all I'm saying.
800-259-9231. We continue here and talk to Chris in Indianapolis. Chris, or in Indiana, rather. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Voter fraud. I think that it exists, and I think it actually exists in a big way. It's just that it's like a really, really big secret. But Of course, that's conspiracy theory. But
no, I'd say it's backed up by evidence. I mean, we've seen here in New Hampshire that the supposed seals that they put on the boxes carrying the ballots can be easily removed and resealed. It's not really a seal. It's like a big Post-it note.
And, they're supposed to be, the boxes themselves are supposed to be transported by the state police. And, in fact, they're being transported around in a big white van by a guy named Butch and Hoppy.
Right, so there are all kinds of holes in the voting process and the balloting process. So I'd say that those allegations are absolutely something that should be taken very seriously.
Well, I think that they're more malicious than that. But there's also something that I just can't believe that no one's realized is with electronic voting, people don't believe it because they believe that a hacker can get in there and skew the numbers or whatever.
Sure.
But
and there's been evidence that points to that.
Well, if they were to give paper signed receipts per every vote, wouldn't that kind of completely solve that problem?
I don't see how it would. I mean, what good's it going to do? So you have a receipt.
What about they currently in New Hampshire, what we're using is these Diebold Scantron machines where you mark something on a piece of paper and then they scan it through, and then there's a ballot that can be hand counted later. I don't know about the receipts, because then what you've got to do is get everybody who voted to come back with their receipts
together
to one place to get some kind of proof. And I don't see any evidence of that ever happening.
But well, I remember, wasn't it Vladimir Lenin who once said it doesn't matter how people vote, it matters who counts the votes?
I think that's attributed to Stalin.
Stalin,
yeah.
One of the two.
Same bloody dictator.
Yeah.
The paper ballots, the paper receipts, as long as they're validated completely, like both parties signed and everything like that, then, yeah, it can be recounted. And in the case of Ron Paul, I think that, it's really hard to say, but I think that he's not going to win, period. I mean, even if 99% of every American actually voted for him, I don't think that, all they have to do is just say on TV that he didn't win. And then
well, why are they letting him win in these some of these caucus states? Why are they letting him get such large percentages if they want to relegate him to the...
Well, they're really not. I mean, look at the results now.
How 25% in Montana.
He's got double digits in quite a few states.
Yeah, but he's... I mean, it's... They're just... It seems to me like he is legitimate, but... it's just like the mainstream media not covering him. I mean, that's just... It's blatantly obvious. You know, to anyone who pays attention, it's just awesome.
So here's my question. What are you going to do about it?
Well, that's my question. A lot of the quote libertarians and all that stuff, they're not going to do anything about it. And that's the problem. That's the real problem.
The only thing I can see that you can do is move to the Free State Project and,
Oh, no. I can do a lot more than that.
Really?
Like what?
Well, start up a militia and just start,
So you want to die, then, is what you want to do?
No, absolutely do not.
Because you will die if you start attacking people. You understand that?
Well, I propose that we start, in groups, start arresting judges, like at their homes and stuff like that.
That won't get you killed.
Well, it would be a lot less, it would be a lot tactically better than, going on a shooting spree.
I don't think there's really a difference between going on a shooting spree and a kidnapping of, state or federal judge.
Yeah. Kidnapping, you can get away. I mean, you could have
away
a group.
From what?
Well,
yeah, I'd like to say I don't want you to come to New Hampshire. I don't want people like you. Thank you very much for the call. 800-259-9231. Bunch of madmen engaging in that sort of behavior is not what we're looking for. That's not the kind of activism we need here.
I can see the desperation. I understand, the level of desperation.
He feels like he's run out of ideas.
To some extent, this is the result when, people's voices are quashed, whether that voice is quashed by nefarious means through, voter fraud, mm-hmm. or whether it's quashed by completely legitimate means in our democratic system. I think democracy is a crappy system, and look at the result. There's this guy who's ready to pick up arms and kidnap judges, kidnap people that have never harmed him directly in order to get his message across.
I wonder if he's thought about what he would do after he kidnapped a judge.
I don't know what you're doing.
What are you going to do next?
Yeah, he can get away for a little while.
Right, then you have a prisoner. Are you going to try to get them to change the laws because you kidnapped a judge?
Well, make sure you have somebody to send you a nice big check for the for commissary in jail.
It's madness. 800-259-9231. I don't know if he'd make it to jail, Mark. I think that he'd get a SWAT team raid and he'd be a dead man. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, so the yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. Got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both there for free for you, freetalklive.com. Soviet-style central planning does not work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty lovers? Google Ads? Direct mail? Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You choose what project's worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. And speaking of the Free State Project, all three of us are members of the Free State Project. We're early movers. We've moved here to New Hampshire in search of liberty. And the purpose of the Free State Project is to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists all to the same state. In this case, New Hampshire was chosen. And we just got off the phone a moment ago. And by the way, it's been a tremendous success so far, even though only a few hundred people have moved as of yet. We're expecting 1,000 to be in state by the end of this year, which, of course, is going to do even more wonderful things for the liberty movement in general. But we just got off the phone with a wild-eyed madman, Chris, who was calling in from Indiana. And when you hear somebody like Chris start advocating the things he was advocating, in his case, just starting militias and going and arresting judges. Now, I don't know if he'd thought about what he planned on doing after the judges were arrested and in your custody in your little jail that you build for yourself or wherever it would be that you'd be keeping the judges. But it seems to me that if you encounter someone like Chris, you need to understand that people like him have a very high chance of being a federal agent, of being an agent provocateur, someone who essentially the feds have placed within the midst of liberty activists, people that are concerned, rightly so, with all the problems in the country, and their purpose is to provoke you into agreeing with them. Their purpose is to put these violent ideas into your head and have you come around and say, yeah, arresting judges, that's the solution. And then when you actually go out and you attempt to do it, oh, surprise, you've been caught in, you know, the agent's, the agent's trap. That's not to say that all violent people or that all people advocating violence are agents provocateur, and it's not to say that in any way are they legitimate if they aren't agents. They're not. These are bad, bad ideas that are only going to result in the government cracking down
right.
even
they're
further.
They're bad ideas. They're not necessarily bad people. They're frustrated people. And that's what...
Well, sometimes they are bad people.
Okay, sometimes they are bad people, and sometimes, you know, what you're saying, I would say that there's a very good chance that...
Beware.
The person that is talking about violence is, in fact, a fibby or something of that sort, and you've really got to watch out even just hanging around them.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, there are people out there that are frustrated, and they don't know what a solution is otherwise. And we did goad him a little bit into giving what a solution was. It's not like he just popped on the air and said, hey, let's shoot some judges.
Do it.
You know, it took him a little while. We presented him with a solution he didn't like. So therefore, he came up with another one. After we go, yeah, well, what's your idea? You know, then he comes up with something. So he was goaded a bit.
I don't know if he came up with that. I think he had that all packaged up beforehand. He was dying to tell you about it. But he seemed like he had thought that out a little bit more.
I think he's thought it out. I think he's thought it out. I don't think he was ready to deliver it.
Yeah, well, and I hope he never does. That's dumb.
Absolutely. And the reason why is because that's what government wants you to do. That's what they are built for. That's what they are. That's what they've trained to handle.
Right.
They've trained to handle people using violence on them.
Right. They are.
And respond to that.
Right. They are an organization that specializes in violence.
And they've got more. Yeah. They've got more guns and more money. So and they've got judges. And they've got so what? You kidnap one judge. There's plenty more judges in their pockets too. The point is that it's a slow reform process, and people have to understand that they're selling themselves out and the rest of the people around them in their country if they go in the direction of totalitarianism.
Exactly. And another thing you're going to do is the majority out there, the masses, you're going to drive them towards the state because they're going to feel endangered.
Yes.
They're going to want protection, which they're going to look toward the government for the protection from these wild-eyed crazies out there that are out there kidnapping judges. You could be next. And, of course, these judges have families, too, and they aren't involved in the government process. They're just ancillary to it all, and they, you know, they don't deserve to be harmed in that way. They didn't do anything to deserve that. So there are all kinds of reasons to not engage in these violent ideas. And
the families of these judges, Just because, look, anybody who commits a crime, and many judges out there are guilty of committing crimes against humanity, if not against the law.
Yeah, that's true.
Anybody who commits crime has family, so I don't think that's a relevant excuse for, violence against judges. I would just say that, you could do some more harm than good.
I think you absolutely will do more harm than good. You will encourage the government to crack down ever harder than they ever had in the past, and you yourself will probably end up dead. Anybody that's ever seen a case where someone shoots a cop, you know what happens after that, right? The entire police force in the area mobilizes. They go into overtime, and they bring in cops from outside of the area to do a manhunt on whoever it is the suspect is that allegedly shot the cop. Usually the suspect never actually ends up getting to trial because he ends up dying at the hands of one of the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, in many of those cases, we never really do find out for sure. I mean, if there was any question at all as to who killed the cop, we just sort of have to take their word for it because they've killed the guy who was their main suspect in that case. So you don't want to become involved in a situation like that. We need to think up more creative methods of solving this big government problem.
Right.
And the real creative thinkers are here. A lot of them are here in New Hampshire. Many of them are working inside the system, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, coming up with brilliant, innovative ways to encourage these representatives to vote for liberty. And also, we're expecting a number of candidates to run this year, this 2008, to actually run as pro-liberty candidates. And we're seeing some really creative ideas outside of the system as well. People are talking about engaging in some gambling civil disobedience here soon. We've seen some other examples of civil disobedience in the past that have been very effective. And there are, again, a number of things. In fact, coming up soon, there's a gentleman who is going to court here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. He'll be appearing in a courtroom and refusing to pay a fine that he's been assessed by the government for not having his car registered with the state. He'll be refusing to pay that fine, and a number of our activists are going to be in that courtroom with him to support him in whatever it is he chooses to do. So there's an amazing group of liberty activists already here in New Hampshire, and that group's only going to grow larger. And as more people join us, as more people get on board, the ideas are going to flow even freer than they are today, and more brainstorming is going to happen, and more action is going to be taken. But none of it's going to be of a violent nature. This is a nonviolent revolution, and the only point where it's actually going to come to violence is if, you know, we're in martial law situation and they're really using overt force on a daily basis against us. I mean, there is a line in the sand, but I don't even see that line yet.
Today's not the day for it.
Exactly. We continue with your phone calls. Yes.
And by the way, militia, where somebody can infiltrate and, you know, fibbies banding together for violence, definitely not going to work because then you'll be infiltrated.
That's a good point. 800-259-9231. On the way here, Nico's on the line. Sean and Kalispell, we'll take your calls as well about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. And speaking of the police state, still have the story on the way here about the police that are swabbing people's mouths during traffic stops. What's their excuse? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Ed Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today announcing our new banner auction. We're auctioning off the second banner on the website, and you can promote your business, your product, your service, your favorite band, whatever. Pretty much anything goes. Of course, we do reserve the right to refuse if you want to promote some garbage like a white supremacist website or something like that. But otherwise, pretty much anything goes. And you can place your bid for that at auction.freetalklive.com. It can go for anywhere. I mean, we've seen it go for as low as $50. So you'll get it for an entire month if you win. Auction.freetalklive.com.
Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk.
800-259-9231. We go to the phone calls. It is Nico in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm no economics major, but I think Chris in Indiana and Tom in New Hampshire have some competition.
What do you mean?
Well, one wants to shoot police and the other one wants to arrest judges. So, I mean, if people want to support that, I guess they do have some competition.
Yeah, I'm hoping no one wants to support those ideas because it's just going to result in more tyranny for the rest of us.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to talk about Ron Paul and the media. And then, I was watching ABC on Tuesday morning. And basically, they were talking about all the candidates about Super Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And they just completely left out Ron Paul. And I basically had enough. I actually just walked over to the TV and turned it off.
Good for you. There's better things to be doing with your time than watching television.
Yeah. And then secondly, I wanted to start a podcast in the future. but I was wondering, where is a good place, you guys always have content, but where is a good place to get content about Liberty?
You know, freedomsphoenix.com is a good website.
Yeah.
And they kind of coalesce a bunch of liberty-oriented stories from around the web.
I'd say that's the best one out there.
They're
we used to do a lot of show prep off of FARC. Now I get so much sent to me that I don't really...
Right,
need
right.
To.
Most of a lot of my show prep comes in from emailers, but also, I mean... You don't necessarily have to go to the liberty-oriented websites to call information. Sometimes a glance at the front page of the Drudge Report will find some stories that are just absolutely outrageous. I think the swabbing story that I have here actually came from the Drudge Report front page today. So, I mean, just, you know, you want to go and find some good news sources as well. Because if you go to FARC, if you just stick to one web page, then you're going to get what they give you. But if you have different sources, like FARC.com has a variety of different types of stories, mostly on the fun side, kind of silly stories and, you know, interesting stories. And then, of course, there are different regular news options as well. I find ABC News does generally a better job than CNN or Fox. So I like their service a little bit better than the other major media. So there are different options out there. And the more you explore, the more you'll find and bookmark what works and go back to it.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much all I had. Congratulations for being number one on Podcast Alley for pretty much ever now.
Thank you. But that's so thanks to our listeners for going and voting for us.
Yeah.
If it weren't for our listeners, then it wouldn't work. In fact, I'd promote it right now. It's vote.freetalklive.com, but I was told today that the voting's frozen over there this month.
Yeah, something seems to have happened.
Something has broken with Podcast Alley.
I tried voting for you at the beginning of the month, and it said the vote was... calling to my email so I can confirm, and then I went to check my email, and I didn't get anything.
Yeah, but apparently they froze the votes at 70 votes. I mean, we're still number one, which is great, but no one's been able to vote this month. So, Nico, thanks for the call tonight, and good luck with your podcast in the future. 800-259-9231. Always good to hear more new people getting involved in creating liberty-oriented media. And they're not all going to stick at it, you know, stick with it.
Nope.
But those who do might actually make some money out of it.
Yeah, someday. You got to put it out there, and then sooner or later, you know, some of them will stick in, and he may very well be the next John Stossel.
May very well be. And we continue with your phone calls. Talk to Sean in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Sean. Sean?
Hello?
Kalispell?
Sean.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Sean in Kalispell.
It is.
I was one of the... 25 who cast his vote for Dr. Paul for Flathead County.
Excellent.
Out here in Montana in the caucus. We had an awesome turnout last night for Ron Paul. We had over about 150 to 200 Ron Paul supporters at the Flathead County caucus. I mean, they were stretching from outside all the way into where the actual voting was taking place. You know, they had the voting screened also. I mean, they couldn't get back in there, but... I mean, it was just an awesome turnout. There was delegates and state representatives and senators walking in, and they, you know, we heard them commenting, well, I didn't know I was going to a Ron Paul rally and things like that. I mean, we totally owned that place last
Fantastic.
Night.
Fantastic. Any other interesting stories from the event?
Well, just some of the, you know, we was going around talking to some of the delegates and people, and just the... I don't know, it's scary when you talk to some of these people who are supposed to be representing you and they don't even understand basic facts of constitutional law.
No, the fact is they aren't representing you nor any more than they're representing me.
Yeah, they're representing themselves.
Right. They represent themselves and their, you know, their buddies. And that's about it. And it's really it really points out the absurdity of the so-called representative republic that we have here. There's no way they could possibly represent you because they have their own interests, and they couldn't possibly represent you if your neighbor across the street has different interests from you. They're supposed to be representing him at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't possibly represent anybody beyond yourself. It's absurd to believe otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I was talking to one of the delegates who's going to go to the... National Republican Convention in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, and he brought up George Bush. And he's going on about how Bush is an honorable man. And, you know, he had every right to start the Iraq War because I had on a shirt, you know, saying how Ron Paul wants to bring the troops home.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, you're one of those stupid Ron Paul supporters. you know. And I'm like, well, wait a second here. And then I'm like, what about the Constitution? He goes, oh, you know. And he's like, well, that doesn't matter. I'm like, well, what do you mean it doesn't matter? You know,
it all changed after 9/11.
Yeah, only Congress has the power to declare war. He's like, oh, no, Bush, he was legal, you know. Congress gave him the war powers and all that. And
Congress acted illegally.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I mean, and this guy's a national rep, and he's just, and he doesn't understand this.
Yeah, he's clueless.
He doesn't care,
yep.
And
yeah.
No one's calling him on it, unfortunately.
No, we've got a lot of work cut out for us. There's no doubt about it. Many Americans are completely in the dark. They're clueless about liberty. They don't even have a beginning grasp on the concept, and there's so much work to do. And we're glad you're out there doing it, and thanks for doing that, and thanks for the call tonight, Sean. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Don in Missouri. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about how the police presence and how they're getting more and more overbearing.
Sure.
It kind of shuts down people just looking out for each other. And what I mean by that is I was out putting up some Ron Paul signs the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I was putting one up behind at this intersection. It was kind of behind this grocery store, and when I was going back to my car, under this patch of trees, there was a purse. And I walked over there and saw that it was open and obviously, you know, pilfered through. And and I looked around because I was like, this is out in the middle. I mean, it's right out in the middle of the parking lot. This could be some kind of setup, because I remember that story out of New York where they were setting purses in subway
stations. Right, yep, the cops were, yep.
Right, and so I actually debated on whether or not I should return it, you know, try to return it to the person. I finally, you know, picked it up, threw it in my car. Went shopping, and then when I came out, I went through it and found this lady's checkbook and took it home. And
the wallet was gone, so there's no ID?
Yeah, the wallet was gone, but everything else was there. There's a set of keys and, you know, a lot of stuff that someone would like to have back.
Yeah, I'm sure. Your checkbook and keys, that's plenty.
Yeah. So, you know, I called her number on the checkbook, and it was this, you know, nice old lady, and she was thrilled that I had found it and everything. And, you know, I told her where I lived and that she could come get it. But then the entire way that, you know, I was waiting for her to come over, I was scared, oh, God, what if she called the cops? Because I'd be suspect number one here.
Yeah, that's really sad, man. And I'm sure you're not the only person who's thinking those thoughts.
Well, the reason I was thinking that is because the last time I had a cop out to my house is because my friend had his license.
Ooh, another cop story? Hang on. Tell us that in a moment. 800-259-9231. More with Don, Frank as well, and your calls, too. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. The features are for free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one. You send us $3 a month. We take that money in, turn it around into promoting the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get on board with AMP. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Don in Missouri. Don, who was about to tell us a police story. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the last time I had a cop out to my house was because a friend of mine had his license plate stolen at some place that he was at before he came over.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I was like, look, I really wish you would have told me that you told him, you know, to check your car out in my driveway, because these guys are always looking for someone to arrest, you know.
Regardless. Absolutely.
Regardless of what you call them out for. And I was also concerned because I had a few beers before he came over, and God knows what could have happened. But sure enough, they came up and they looked at his license plate. But as he was walking around, he was shining his flashlight in my truck, in his car. I mean, just looking for anything.
Sniffing. Yep, they're always sniffing around for something that they can catch you with, something they can charge you with, something they can arrest you over. They want to walk away with someone in handcuffs they can put in their car and take back to the station.
Yeah, he checked my tags, everything. And then when he didn't find anything to get us on, aside from what he came out to do, and that was to take a report over this missing license plate, he actually presented himself like he was put out, you know, like it wasn't enough, like it wasn't worth his time to come out there and do that.
Like a puppy that's been beaten and it's got its tail between its legs and it's all sad. Right.
He doesn't care whether your plate's been stolen or not. He just wants to find something, you know, to arrest somebody for.
Exactly, and then, you know, with all these stories and, you know, my whole life, I've never had any experience with the police that's been beneficial. It's always equal to a fine or something ridiculous.
I've certainly had some beneficial interactions with the police, and I think there's lots of good people on the police force out there that are trying to help folks. But, you know, at the same time, it's their job to enforce a bunch of crappy laws.
Sure. And they're like one of the only professions out there that can pay themselves. You know what I mean? I can't go out and, you know, force you to give me cash for, you know, no matter what job I do.
Yep, exactly right. Don, thanks for the call tonight and the story. Appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, I just wonder, he called, if you just tuned in, he was calling to point out that he found a purse on the ground somewhere. And the thoughts that were going through his head was not necessarily beyond, I mean, he was thinking about helping the person whose purse, who'd lost the purse. But at the same time, he was concerned because the government. He was worried that the cops would come down on him for something, or that he would somehow become a suspect if he picked up the purse, or that he'd be caught in some purse sting like they've been doing in New York. And I just wonder how many people have those thoughts go through their head. It's similar to the people that don't want to stop on the side of the road to help someone in an accident because they're concerned about being sued. So it's really, having this government around has really screwed up our priorities in life, I think. 1-800-259-9231. I have had a good encounter with a cop once, but he wasn't on duty. He was an off-duty cop. And he gave me a jump.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so that was it. All right, continue here with Frank in Ohio. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
I can't find anybody around here to talk about Ron Paul. I'm kind of frustrated.
You can't find anyone in Ohio where you live to talk about Ron Paul?
Yeah.
You mean in person?
All right.
Are you on the? Do you have the internet, Frank?
At the library.
Okay.
I can't even get anybody there to talk about him.
Well, you can be. You can join one of the meetup groups.
Have you tried that?
I can't find anybody around here to talk about it.
All right. Here's what I recommend: go to RonPaul2008.com, and then find the meetup link. That'll take you to the Ron Paul meetup groups, of which there are thousands around the country. Inevitably, there are some in Ohio. I don't know where you live, so I don't know. I don't have it in front of me with the list. But inevitably, there will be one somewhere in your vicinity that you can go to.
We're in a heavily Democratic area right now.
Believe me.
That's okay.
There a lot
of Democrats support Ron Paul.
Believe me.
A lot of Democrats are supporting Ron Paul, as a matter of fact. Polling shows that Republicans, people that identify themselves as Republicans, only about 6% of those people are likely to vote for Ron Paul or likely to support Ron Paul, while something like 28% of Democrats said they feel good about Ron Paul. So you might be surprised.
How's Alan Keyes in this? He come back in the picture?
He's a nobody. Alan Keyes is a nobody.
Oh, I got a police story.
Okay, sure.
I was kidnapped when I was young.
By the cops?
No, I was kidnapped.
Okay.
And the guy was trying to get me in child prostitution and drugs and all this. And trying
wow,
to get out of the
really?
Prison. I went downtown to the police station trying to make a report. They wouldn't do anything about it.
God.
A couple
How
days
did you get
later,
away
I
from
saw,
the guy?
Huh?
How'd you get away from the guy?
I ran and caught a bus. He took me part of town that he thought I didn't know, which I knew.
Mm-hmm. Where
anyway.
Had you run away from home?
No, I was abducted. I was waiting for a bus. Guy grabbed me in his car.
Wow.
I was young. I was young and skinny.
How old were you?
Oh, about 10, 9.
And he was telling you that he was going to sell you as a sex slave?
Yeah. He was trying to get me, he was making phone calls with his buddies and trying to get me to get other kids into it.
How long were you under his control?
Oh, half hour or so, hour, I don't know. 45 minutes.
So you managed to escape. You went to the cops. You told them about it, and they didn't believe you.
Right. And then a couple of days later, I stopped the beat officer on the street, and he didn't want to take my story. They didn't want to believe my story.
Sure. Well, Frank, that would require them to actually have to do work, and that's not part of what they signed up for. Thanks for the call, dude.
All
appreciate
right.
it. 800-259-9231. I know, Mark. There are some good cops out there.
I'm really surprised that they didn't jump on board for that one.
They probably thought he was a 10-year-old kid making up a story. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. I'm not surprised by that. At all. We continue with Dan in Ontario. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Stan, it is. Stan in Ontario.
Stan. Sorry about that, Stan.
Yes, I'd like to know Ron Paul's situation with Israel. Would he support Israel? Would he get out of the peace process?
I think what Ron Paul would do would be to bring all the troops home from around the world and end all foreign aid to all countries and allow you to keep the money that you earn. So if you want to support Israel or if you want to support some other country, you would have the freedom to do that.
Well, since he's in Ontario, he doesn't have to worry about letting him keep
right.
his money.
You, as in if you happen to be in America, let Americans support whatever countries they want to support.
Right. But would he do trade with the European Union and let the European Union step in and do the peace process and take the lead role, or would he be involved in the peace process at all, or get right out of it?
I don't see any reason as far as the, I think that the problem with the peace process is the other countries that are involved in it. I mean, why should the United States be involved in peace between Israel and the and its Arab countries around there? Israel should. It has the biggest chip on the board over there. They certainly have enough clout to tell the Arab countries, look, you're being crazy here. They've won all the wars.
And, the United States gives more foreign aid to the Arab countries than they do to Israel.
Yeah, I know.
Just stopped it all. Let them fend for themselves.
Yeah, I know. That's what bugs me. And, it's America that's stopping Israel from bombing all these Arabs and Syria and them, too.
Well, I don't know what Israel would do if America got out of it. I'm not saying that they would or wouldn't bomb.
And whatever they do, it's none of my business.
Okay,
If America'd get out of it, which, yeah, I think Paul would do, if Ron Paul would win, they would get out of it, then they could take care of Syria and Iran and all them, Israel.
Dan, yeah, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, Ron Paul's a non-interventionist, which a lot of people confuse with isolationism, and it bears repeating. Not the same thing. When you're talking about non-interventionism, that means you don't get involved in the affairs of these other countries. It doesn't mean isolationism, which the concept of isolationism is essentially hunker down. We don't trade with anybody. We don't talk to anybody.
We make American stuff for Americans, and we don't want any of your foreign crap around here.
Ron Paul, from what I've heard him say, is definitely in favor of free trade, of allowing you to do business with whoever you want to do business with around the world.
Peace with everyone and trade with everyone.
Right, and not dropping bombs on anyone.
Government shouldn't be telling individuals in a free country who they can do business with and who they can't and under what terms they can do business. That's not a free country and that's not free trade.
Now, Ron Paul does support the concept of tariffs, which I will disagree with him on.
It's constitutional.
But he's just trying to figure out a way to fund some sort of government, which he, again, does believe in a constitutional government. So I certainly have my disagreements, but he is a darn good candidate. Anyway, it has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We will continue tomorrow night. And you know what? I started the show out by promising the mouth swabbing story. I will mark that. It'll be our top story right out of the box tomorrow night. Unless, of course, you're already on hold by the time we start the show, and we'll go to your calls.
Like it is Free Talk Live.
With Will in Hawaii. He was on hold 10 minutes before we started the show.
And one day that's going to be what it's like.
You can bring up anything. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll explain to you why the excuse from the Daytona Beach police as to why they're swabbing people's mouths at traffic stops. You won't believe it. It's Free Talk Live. See you then. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why?